So she came. Xander murmured as he stared down at Talia gracefully exiting the car he'd sent to pick her up at the airport. Did you doubt she would? Garonne asked dryly. Xander's gaze never left Talia as Sebastian took her arm to escort her into the villa. Who knows the mind of a woman? Xander said. I've seen nothing to doubt that she would ever go back on her word. But when faced with my expectations, it's only logical to assume that any woman in her position would have second thoughts. Garonne's lips twitched in amusement. Indeed. She's still a virgin, Xander said, unable to keep the satisfaction from his voice. That pleases you. Xander lifted an imperious brow. Of course it does. I may not be her only, but I'll damn well be the first. Some might argue that what you plan to subject her to is a bit much for an innocent. Xander could no longer see Talia. Sebastian had escorted her into the front, where she would await him in the sitting room. He twitched with impatience to go to her, but it wouldn't do for him to seem eager. He wanted this to be on his terms. She would never know just how long he'd waited for this time to come. She was his now. You're a damn hypocrite, Xander said with no heat. You're dying to fuck her every bit as much as I am. Garonne's lips lifted once more. The slight arch at the corner of his mouth was the closest he got most days to actually smiling. I don't have the taste for innocence that you seem to have. She won't be so damn innocent when I'm finished with her, Xander murmured. Besides, I don't have a proclivity for virgins. Just one virgin. Her. I find them very possessive when it comes to Talia. Garonne gave a snort. And yet you'll share her with your most trusted men. Xander shrugged. It's who I am. It's what I do. I haven't heard you complain once. Garonne seemed to ponder the matter for a moment, and then his expression grew more serious. No, I've not complained. But the woman in question has never been someone important to you. Talia obviously is. Think about what you do, Xander. Sex is sex, kink is kink. I like a good time and a beautiful woman as well as the next man, but I would hate to lose trust or a friendship because emotions got involved. Then see that yours don't. Garonne shook his head, just as Sebastian entered the library. He inclined his head in respect toward Xander. Talia waits below, as you requested. Tell me, Sebastian, do you find her beautiful? Sebastian lifted one eyebrow and then his eyes narrowed thoughtfully. I'm uncertain of the point of your question, Your Highness. Of course she is a beautiful woman. Time has been more than kind to her. She's no longer a girl of 18, but a lovely woman of 22. Garonne stifled laughter at Sebastian's rather irreverent address. Your Highness only got brought out for sarcasm. Xander's security team were men who'd been with Xander for many years. Even before they'd attended university together, their friendship, trust, and loyalty was unquestioning. Garonne, Sebastian, and Nico had been Xander's only friends during a time of unrest in his country, and in return, they were the people Xander trusted implicitly.